Fairy Tale Lane, Innsbruck. Max and Morris, second trick. Dear friends of mischief, this is the tale of two rascals and a terrible misunderstanding.
Na, 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 na.
Widow Tibbetts has barely recovered from Max and Morris's first trick when the second trick is on its way. Her beloved hens, dead! No more scratching, no more clucking. Gone are the jovial chickens, now plucked and lifeless before her. Still. Max and Morris are to blame. Scoundrels! Miscreants! Darn! Widow Tibbetts wonders what to do, how to pay her last respects. Of course! Eat them! That's what she'll do! Like that roasted chicken she once had in Innsbruck. Sensational! That's how it should taste. Stove on, pan on, add the butter, and whatever else there is in the kitchen. Just not too much of anything.
Yum!
Her dog, a Spitz, stands beside the stove, vigorously wagging his tail. Drool runs from his snout. What a smell! Up on the roof, two boys appear, and a fishing rod. Max and Morris. The rod, no name. They have smelled the roast too.
Oh, oh, oh!
They've come up with another plan. A wicked plan!
Boo.
Widow Tibbetts is unaware. She has gone to the cellar, where she keeps her sauerkraut. Because roasted chicken with sauerkraut, that's a truly worthy farewell to her beloved chickens. Max and Morris have waited for this opportunity. No one's in the kitchen. The fishing line is thrown, the hook goes down the chimney and lands directly in the pan. Pull in the line and shwoop-de-whoop, there goes the first hen. There's number two, and three, and four. The dog tries to alert his owner. Quick, come here! There are thieves at work! But the rascals are long gone. Widow Tibbetts comes from the cellar, sees the empty pan, stops. Shock! Double shock! Two times lost her beloved hens! Who could that have been? Of course! Who else? That beast! The dog! Spitz! She screams! Spitz! The dog, wondering what's going on,
well, I just wanted to...
Widow Tibbetts swings her heavy ladle and runs after him, both first through, then out of the house, screaming, whining, terrifying. But the boys are out there snoring, their mouths smeared with chicken fat, a smile on their face, not a trace of guilt to spot. And of that great hen feast now, each has but a leg to show. Fairy Tale Lane, Innsbruck. Text, design and production from Peter Kollreider, Hörwinkel, in cooperation with the Audioversum Innsbruck. Voice, Bronwyn Merz-Pensinger.